All right, guys, I'll give you a quick review review of these David Wilson, the running back. We talked about him earlier. We think he's a terrific player. It was reported that Tampa jumped in front of us. That's not true. This guy was a second-rated player running back on our board and the highest player on our board. So that part's not true. We think he's a really good player to add to our running back group, return specialist as well. Reuben Randall, like we said the other day, he was in the conversation with respect to our first pick. We think we're fortunate that he was still there. Terrific big receiver. Pro-ready kind of guy. We think he'll really thrive in our offense. Jerron Hosey, cornerback, not a big guy, but thinks he's big, plays tough. Interceptor, punt returner. I think he'll compete right away for the nickel kind of spot and play on all the special teams for you. Tough, hard-nosed football player. Guy we haven't talked about, our first fourth-round pick is Adrian Robinson, a tight end from Cincinnati. Really think this guy has a huge upside. He's a big, big man, long arms. Didn't catch a lot of balls for them, but he's kind of a late bloomer who has really come on. And we think this guy's kind of the JPP of tight ends. We like these kind of people. Mike Pope, we get Mike involved with this guy, and we brought him in for one of the visits, and he is, we're excited about him. We think he can really come on and develop and be a terrific football player for us. So very exciting for us to get him. Brandon Mosley, tackle from Auburn, big, tough, smart, just like we like in our offensive line room. Reminds us some of David Deal, but this guy has a good concept. He understands, knows how to play. We think he's going to be a good addition. Actually, we think he could go in there and play some guard as well if we needed him to play some guard. But he is a offensive tackle. The next man is Matt McCants, offensive tackle. He's definitely a tackle. He plays left tackle for UAB. Really a pleasant surprise when you watch him. Look at him. UAB has not been a powerhouse of football lately, but you do your homework and go in and look at this guy. He's intriguing, long 36-inch arms. I think at the combine he was 308. I think he's 315 now. I think he'll be 325 pounds in a blink. Very interesting prospect for us. We think he can, in a year or so, he could really make some headway and start a challenge for a spot in our starting lineup. I think he's going to be that type of player for us. And the last guy we picked with our seventh round pick, Marcus Kuhn, defensive tackle from NC State. This kid's a German. He don't have much of a background in football. He's only played a limited amount of time, but he's a gym rat, big, strong, tough. Great to put in your D line rotation. Obviously he's still learning. Think he speaks three languages or something like that. But he's fun to watch. He's Mitch Peters of defensive tackles. This guy, he's like a buzzsaw in there, and he's big. I think he ended up with 5 sacks during the season. I wouldn't call him a pass rusher, but he stays busy. Somebody better take him because he stays busy in there, and he's a slugger. So, any questions? Well, I think he's just a big, gigantic man with long arms, and he's really a good athlete. This guy's almost 6'5", 270 pounds. He ran 4.57. He's got those freakish athletic numbers, and he hadn't scratched the surface with respect to saying like Jason Pierre. We got Jason. He said this guy hadn't scratched the surface, and Jason still has a lot of learning to do and can continue to grow and ascend. This kid hadn't scratched the surface yet. He's got a chance to be really something, we think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we went to the workout. We think he can catch the ball. We don't have any problem with his hands. We think he's going to be a good receiver as well. He's one of those big guys you can put on the end as attach him on the end of the line of scrimmage as a on the line tight end, or he can play the move stuff. He did that for them as well. And he's going to be one of those big guys that can run down on your special teams and be a solid contributor to your big four special teams with that height, weight, speed. Okay, you guys ready to go too, huh? Okay. Well, we drafted the best guys. That's really what our thinking was. We, you know, it just so happened, you know, some of the best guys were offensive guys this time. We don't go in there saying, well, let's balance it out, offense, defense. We just try to go in there and get the best players, and this time it was more offensive players than defensive players. Simple as that. All options are open with respect to that, you know, and you know, our first choice with respect to OC is that he'll play for the Giants and retire as a Giant. That's what we would like to happen. OC has been offered an extension 2 years in a row now, so we still like to make it work. Hopefully it'll work out, and but all of our options are always open.